Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message on Psalm 144, looking at how we can be victorious in our warfare. The Word is beautiful in giving us examples as well as instruction, not to mention encouragement, on what we can do with the troubles and the trials that will enter our lives. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. And while I know there are seasons of joy and blessing, you can be assured that if you have determined in your heart, beloved brother and sister, that you want to move on into a new place in God. You might be pressing in. You might feel that you're in a new place of strength. You are determined to have all that God has for you. You can be assured the enemy of your soul is going to fight. He will do everything he can do to stop, to hinder you, to discourage you, to try to defeat you, to get you distracted. We are in a warfare, and we must recognize it, that we are soldiers. God has called us as a part of His army. He is the captain of the host. And as long as a person is in the military, they have an obligation. They are going to be obedient to their superiors. They're going to fight to the death if necessary. And so many of our brave men and women are doing that very thing. But in the spiritual army of the Lord, we know that we serve a captain who has never lost a battle. We are on the side of right. We are championing the cause of the Lord, and we don't have to be afraid. Even if we should lose our life, we know where we're going to be. We're going to be in the very presence of the Lord. But God wants you and I alive and well and anointed spiritually. He wants every part of our being, body, soul, and spirit, vibrantly alive with the power of God, that we can do the works that He has called us to do from before the very foundation of the earth. But beloved, and I'm not making light or minimizing the heartaches and the sorrows and the troubles. Beloved, there have been times I have not been able, I felt, to put one foot in front of the other. In fact, it seems, you know, as we were sharing on yesterday's broadcast, we talked about how in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, David cried unto the Lord in his distress, and God responded. He heard his cry, and what a dramatic, powerful demonstration of God's love and power. He came down. He flew on the wings of a cherub. There was lightning and thunder and powerful manifestations of God fighting in behalf of His beloved. And I have to say, times that I have been my very lowest, times that I felt so utterly and completely weak, times that I felt that my faith was less than the size of a mustard seed, I would call unto the Lord. And beloved, it was not my powerful confession and stand of faith and victorious warfare and battling against the enemy of my soul. It was God's mercy and grace that lifted me up when I was too weak to stand, if you will. He was there, and His love, and that makes the Lord so precious. He knows what we're going through. He knows what you're going through. And beloved, right now, the heartache, the sorrows in your heart, Jesus loves you, and He's going to fight for you. He doesn't want to see you brokenhearted. He doesn't want to see you cast down. He wants you to know with every fiber of your being that He is here for you right now. He is going to make a way in the wilderness. He will spread a table in the wilderness, just as He did for Israel. They had no water, they had no food, but He, by mighty miracles, provided for their daily needs. And He is going to do the same for you, beloved, if you'll only believe, if you'll only reach out to Him. And David, as he begins Psalm 144, he makes a declaration: "Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower." What do we see so far? He is acknowledging that God is his strength. And beloved, in your weakness and in your helplessness, you have to, as David, acknowledge that strength and instruction comes from God. Not only strength to endure, but he said, "He teaches my hands to war." The hand is a symbol of strength, of power, of action, of possession. All his martial skills, the exploits he achieved, was the result of God's help and favor. And then he goes on in verse 2. He talks about, "My goodness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth the people under me." Not only every victory, but every virtue he possesses are God's alone. God gives us the righteousness through Christ Jesus by the shed blood, the atoning work of Jesus. When we became his children, when we accepted him as Savior, we can say like Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 and 10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed on me was not in vain." He talks about my fortress. It's all very personal. All these declarations, they spring out of a personal testimony from his own life experience. Beloved, the Lord is your refuge of safety. He is your high tower in the days of darkness. He is your deliverer when the enemy attacks. When fiery darts abound, he is your shield. He is your confidence. He is my confidence, our God in whom we trust. David had learned nothing took the place of God's personal dealings with him. He knew the refuge and the safety, speaking in a natural way. Remember, he was being pursued by Saul. He knew the safety physically of the stronghold of En-Gedi and also the stronghold of Zion, but he, which was surrounded on all sides by steep cliffs, was a physically secure place. Very unlikely that any alien army could scale those walls. Yet he does not depend on those things. The God of fortresses is his home. God is his fortress. God is his shield in the time of battle. And he says, who subdueth my people under me. And beloved, God sets in authority. He is the one, promotion comes from the hand of the Lord. He is the one that advances and sets us in divine favor. And those under him came into submission by divine influence. Remember when he had reigned 7 years at Hebron? All the elders of Israel came to him to anoint him king over all of Israel. And at that point, that's when David moved his throne to Jerusalem. Now let's look at verse 3 and 4. He goes on to say, "Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away." And what do we see here? He's expressing man's insignificance and mortality. He has a humble view of himself, and he knows that there is no good, there's no strength in himself. Man is as nothing compared to the greatness of the God that we serve. And yet, let's read on now in verses 5 and 6. The Psalm 134 or 144 says, "Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightnings, and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows, and destroy them." Here we see, in contrast to the weakness and puniness of mankind, an exalted view of God. Many times we see recorded in the scriptures a theophany, which is the visible appearance of God, the pre-incarnate Christ. And he is calling to God as a man of war. Do you remember Joshua, as they were preparing to attack Jericho? Someone appeared to him, and he realized he said, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" And he said, "Neither, but as captain of the host am I come." And here we see a demonstration of personal, eternal energy. As great as your enemies may be, God is able to subdue them. There's a beautiful passage, very similar to 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. That's Psalm 18. And you may want to read that at your convenience, the entire psalm. But he said, "I will love thee, O Lord, my rock. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." You see, he's calling on the Lord. That's the first step. And he goes on, "The sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. In my distress I called unto the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. Yea," verse 14, "he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them." Oh, beloved, I wish I had another half hour to go on, but I sense the anointing of God. And Father, I thank you right now with that anointing to destroy the yoke. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance for your beloved. I thank you, Lord, that you shall move in their behalf, as you did for David, in a powerful, majestic, terrifying way against his opponents. You are able to do the same today. I thank you for victory, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are our God, who is our strength, who teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight. We give you praise. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I thank you for joining me today, and we're going to continue right on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at this same time. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, please feel free to go to unveiledchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they're there archived for you at your convenience. God bless you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.